Over the last several weeks, we've been looking at a variety of green energy sources and their advantages and disadvantages. One of these, of course, is hydrogen power. Hydrogen power is thought by many to be the current pinnacle of green energy technology. With the right support, hydrogen power has the potential to become one of our most important advances in green energy in this century. However, one problem is that hydrogen is actually very difficult to find in a purified form because it binds easily to many other atoms. The current easiest source of hydrogen is from natural gas or methane, but these forms are fossil fuels, so they are not much greener or more sustainable than current sources of energy. Simple water may be an even better and cleaner source of hydrogen. A process known as electrolysis splits water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. Electrolysis reactors could be of varying sizes. Small reactors, for example, could produce all of the hydrogen needed at a car fueling station. A larger reactor could be used to provide hydrogen fuel for a large building or small town. The greatest problem with the electrolysis solution is that it uses a great deal of energy, and the technology is relatively expensive to start. Since most of the energy that would power the reactor comes from fossil fuel power plants, this is also not truly a green solution in its current and most readily available form. If hydrogen power is to become truly sustainable and green, then it would need to be supported by a real green energy infrastructure. This means having solar, wind, or other clean energy sources connected to the electrolysis reactors, providing them with clean energy to make hydrogen. Of course, the problem here, as you may remember from our look at solar and wind power sources, is that they are not perfectly reliable or constant. Solar power decreases when it is cloudy and stops completely all night. Wind power fluctuates constantly. This leads to either an overabundance of power that is usually wasted or a power deficiency. Connecting these power sources to an electrolysis reactor to produce hydrogen would fix both of these problems. When there is an overabundance of energy, the excess energy would run the reactor and produce hydrogen that could then be stored, just like any other fuel, until it was needed, at night, or when solar panels and windmills were not producing enough energy. A fuel cell would then turn the stored hydrogen into needed electricity. Unlike a traditional power plant that must run constantly and always produce the maximum energy needed, the electrolysis reactor and fuel cell system can be turned on and off at will, with no negative impacts. Perhaps at this point, I should recap the discussion on fuel cells. Remember, this device takes hydrogen and oxygen and recombines them into water. This produces an electrical current that can be fed into a power grid, battery, or electric motor. This combination of fuel cell and electric motor is what powers hydrogen cars. A larger fuel cell could act as a massive generator, and the technology scales well. This means that smaller fuel cells could power cars and individual buildings, while much larger fuel cell systems could power large office buildings, factories, or whole towns. The beauty of the electrolysis reactor and fuel cell cycle is that it's nearly perfectly balanced and sustainable. The reactor takes water and turns it into hydrogen fuel. The fuel cell takes hydrogen fuel and turns it back into water. The water from the fuel cell could even be recycled back into the reactor. All that is needed is an outside source of energy to run the reactor. This process essentially turns hydrogen into a battery that is much more flexible and cheaper to produce and store than a traditional battery. The biggest hurdle to overcome currently is the cost to create the infrastructure needed to produce and store the hydrogen fuel. Over the coming decades, significant investment may need to be made in order to get over this hurdle and transform the economy from one based on diminishing fossil fuels to one based on hydrogen and clean energy.